content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is the September and October edition of the Visually Impaired Program newsletter for the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department. The Visually Impaired Program is for individuals with visual impairments ages 18 and older. You must pre-register for these events and have a current participant form on file, which is completed annually. For additional club information or registration information, please contact SRIS at 919-996-2147, or you can contact them by email, sris@raleighnc.gov. Program information. Registration numbers for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communication for participants, staff, and program locations. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines based on that specific program. Minimum registration numbers will vary by program. Single-rate program fees will be advertised for all programs. Please refer to the description regarding the type of transportation included for each specific program. Registration and payments. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies will be referenced at the end of this podcast. Now here are the ongoing activities for September and October 2019. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Point Center for Active Adults. The program runs in September on the 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration is $16. In October, the program runs on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, again from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for October is $16. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the 5 Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. In September, the program dates are the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. In October, the program dates are the 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. In all cases, the program runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for September is $4. Registration for October is $5. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available, however. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a full month in order to participate. And you must register at least 1 week before the program starts. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at the Chavis Community Center. This program is on September 25th and October 23rd, in both cases from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration for each month is $4. This program is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program. Meet at Chavis Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Thursdays, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. In September, the program runs on the 19th. In October, it's the 17th. In both cases, from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration each month is $4. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Fridays, the Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. Dates are September 13th and October 11th, in both cases from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no cost, but no transportation is provided. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are the September activities in date order. Friday, September 6th, the Raleigh Greek Festival. The program runs from 5:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. Registration is $15. The 38th Annual Greek Festival will be held at the Jim Graham Building at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Enjoy live music, traditional folk dances, and delicious, handmade, authentic Greek food prepared by the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church family using recipes handed down for generations. Please bring your money to purchase food of your choice. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. We will meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue, at 5:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Sunday, September 15th, it's dinner and a movie from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at Briar Creek. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to the program location and home is provided. Now here are the October activities in calendar date order. Saturday, October 5th, the Raleigh Tamale Festival. 12 p.m. noon until 3 p.m. Registration is $15. Join us for the Raleigh Tamale Festival at Dorothea Dix Park. This festival includes a tamale competition, informational booths, food vendors, games, live music, and authentic Latino entertainment for the whole family. Please bring money for any items or food you would like to purchase. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 12 p.m. noon. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. How about the North Carolina State Fair? The day session is on Tuesday, October 22nd from 9:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration is $10. The North Carolina State Fair night session is on Wednesday, October 23rd from 4:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Registration also is $10. Join us as we take in the rides, vendors, and food that the State Fair has to offer. Ride tickets can be purchased online at the North Carolina State Fair website. Please bring money for tickets, food, and any souvenirs. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. On Tuesday, the 22nd, during the day, our friends from Quest Adult Day Program will join us. On Wednesday, October 23rd, the night session, our friends from Dragon, Wildcat, Adventure, and HIP Social Clubs will join us. We'll break into small groups based on preference of activity. One-on-one assistance is not provided. On Tuesday, the 22nd, there'll be centralized pickup and drop-off at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue, at 9:30 a.m., but no door-to-door transportation provided. On Wednesday, the 23rd, meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue, at 4:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. And now program policies. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call the office at 919-996-2147 before you register. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you don't have one, to staff, participants, and so forth. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, and when and how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date, so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations or withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be noted momentarily. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless noted otherwise in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals 8 and older, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office, except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund or credit or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, here's the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the director of the Raleigh Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the September-October 2019 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call our office at 919-832-5138.